Episode 488, The Door of Happiness.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. How are you? I have missed you so much. I just want you to know that, you know, even though it seems like maybe you were just here, like maybe less than 24 hours ago, it seems like forever. And I so enjoy our chat times. You just make me sparkle from the inside out. I want you to know that. My heart is filled with joy when I think of you, and you bring that to me. And you are so worthy. You need to understand how valuable you are in life. And today, I want you to be thinking about the door of happiness. I want you to really focus on where you can take your life, because you were created on purpose, for a purpose, something greater than yourself. And I know you believe that, or you wouldn't be listening to me. You have this sense of, Christiane, I know I need to be doing something bigger. But sometimes when we are having like a cloudy day, and it doesn't have anything to do with that weather outside or the weatherman, whoever's speaking the weather to you first, are you searching for the door of happiness? Or are you focusing only on the dreary day, the yuckiness that comes with life? Helen Keller says this: when one door of happiness closes, another opens. But often we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one that has been opened for us. Are you stuck in the closed door? Are you trying to pound it down? You've run into that brick wall and you're like, dag nabbit, I'm going to keep going if it kills me. And you just pound and pound and pound and pound instead of taking a breath and saying, wait a minute, where's the door of happiness? Where can I focus my energy? You see, the human being is naturally drawn to the negative. We are of sinful nature. I mean, unfortunately, we are. And so it's easier for us to focus on the gray clouds than use the extra energy to create the sunshine. This keeps you stuck right where you are. You're tired of being there. You don't want to keep pounding down the brick wall. Sometimes, yes, we need to pound and we need to get through it. And we do it. And we blast through those. But there are other times that just kind of get us into kind of a mood. And we fall into that mood and we allow ourselves to get there. Maybe if you're going through a struggling relationship, maybe if you're having issues talking to your child, maybe if you're having issues just with life in general, or you found out that person that you see in the mirror is not who you thought she is. And you're just struggling because life brings about struggles. It brings about trials and tribulations. But I'm here to tell you that there is the door of happiness. But unfortunately, usually we're looking into the darkness longer than we are the brightness. It's easier and it's more comfortable. It takes less energy to do that. We settle. Today, open the door of happiness. See what you don't see. Did you hear that? See what you don't see. Remember as a child, and if you have younger children, you might be able to even remember saying this to them, use your imagination. I want you to use your imagination. See what you don't see. Be intentional about creating your now. If you want to feel happy and energized, then go there. Instead of allowing yourself to sit here and say, oh, well, you know, I've kind of been dealt these cards and, well, I'm just going to settle. That settlement there means that that's your norm and you're accepting that. If you want to get out of that norm, you have to get what? Unstuck. You have to be willing to go outside the norm in order to get unstuck. Because being inside the norm keeps you what? Right where you are. It keeps you stuck. You want those gray clouds to go away so you can create the sunshine, but you got to be willing to do the work. The door of happiness. Where are you looking today? Are you looking and focusing on being stuck in a rut? Or are you saying, I am right with you there. I am going through that door of happiness. So, got a question for you. When those cloudy days come, what do you want to do? You know what I'm talking about. Think about it. And I mean, really, there are cloudy days outside. And the weather's kind of dreary and rainy out. And you're like, oh, wouldn't it be so nice if I could just sit there and get my comfies on and get my favorite book, maybe my crossword puzzle, or maybe just, yeah, my earbuds. So you can listen to me, right? I'm just joking. And then I get my favorite blankie and I'm going to sit in front of the fireplace. Okay, if it's summertime, maybe not in front of the fireplace or it won't be turned on. I'll just sit in front of the fireplace. I'll create my own ambiance. But what are you wearing? Oh, I'm wearing my thrumpies. I'm wearing my comfy pants. I told you I'm wearing my comfies. And then, well, I'm wearing the biggest shirt ever, the biggest sweatshirt. It just hangs on me. So yeah, when I look in that mirror, what do I see? A tent that's on me. I don't care how thin you are or how big you are. You're wearing a tent. You don't look good. You're adding to this being blah. You don't want to be blah. You're looking for the door of happiness. So yeah, so if you have those cloudy days, and we have those, and you've got to own them when you have them, but you own them in style. Oh yeah, baby. You own them in style. You put on a bright, adorable shirt, maybe coral or your favorite hot pink, or maybe it's a bright purple, and you put that on and you still put your comfy pants on. You put your most fuzzy socks ever. Why? Because then you don't have to wear your slippers. And oh, your toes feel so good in them. And then you go get your favorite book, not one that's going to put you to sleep because you really don't want to focus on it, but one that just gives you like, oh, I got to have more. I want more. Or maybe better yet, it's grabbing your journal and writing down your thoughts, going, I had a day like this, but it's turned into a day full of brightness and cheer. All I can see is a bright sun. And the door of happiness is near. The door of happiness is knocking for you. It's right in front of you. See what you don't see. Use your imagination. Be intentional about creating your now. Walk through the door of happiness. Create your now with a smile, with the energy that's deep within you. Because you know what? You have got a beam of radiance that is just coming off of you. And you are absolutely awesome. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.